All right, Sarah Andrews joining us. She is the daughter of Deputy Mike Hutchinson, the Dual County deputy that was shot back in December and, of course, had to go through surgery in Ogallala, then rushed to Colorado to have some additional surgeries. He's still battling some infection, but the big thing right now is that Mike Hutchinson and his wife just got a letter recently from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and basically they lost health care insurance back in, well, at the beginning of this month, June. And Sarah, this is huge. I mean, you would think that somebody that is protecting the citizens of Dual County or any citizen in the state of Nebraska, and they're injured in the line of duty, especially shot multiple times, and continues to fight for his life and recover, he would keep that health insurance. But you guys are in a huge battle with Dual County right now to try to reinstate that. Just tell us what's going on with this.
Yeah, it's definitely an unexpected situation. We definitely thought the same thing that you did. It's just that my dad and you know, he would be taken care of. And if they had health insurance, they would continue to have health insurance. The week before Memorial Weekend, they were informed by the sheriff that their health insurance had been dropped. It's a little bit unclear to me whether the county had any choice in that. They may not have had a choice whether to drop the health insurance because of the way that the group policy that they're a member of is written, in which case this is an issue that could affect many officers across the state because many counties are in the same group policy. It's under the Nebraska Association of County Officials. They have the group policy. And if you're not working enough hours, then you are no longer considered an employee that can get the health insurance benefit. That being said, whether or not that can be changed at this point, where we are now is that they have until the end of June to decide to go on to COBRA. COBRA is very expensive. It would be the same insurance, but very expensive. As you know, my dad has been on work comp since December 3rd, which pays just a portion of your wages, and my mom hasn't been able to return to work at all because she's taking care of my dad. So for them to suddenly be able to come up with the amount of money it would take to pay for COBRA out of pocket is a little bit unrealistic. A lot of people have offered to help us pay for it, but we really don't feel like this is something that our friends and family should be worrying about. We really think that the county should just step up and say that they will do it. They may not be able to keep him on their regular insurance policy, but they absolutely can decide to pay for the COBRA premium. Or even if that seems too expensive, they could go onto the marketplace, and the county could choose to pay for their health insurance on the marketplace, and in such still provide them with full health insurance while my dad continues to recover. That's what we're asking them to do, and they are saying they don't necessarily think that that's a good way to spend taxpayer money. They have the board meeting yesterday, and that's when they said that we did get it on the agenda again for June 21st, where hopefully we're going to rediscuss. They're going to research it. Now, they acted like, at yesterday's meeting, they acted like they didn't know hardly anything about this, that they really were unfamiliar with what they could or couldn't do, that no one had discussed it with them. That all wasn't true. It was all discussed ahead of time. They knew. They had plenty of time to research it, weeks. But now they have two more weeks to research it. But we also want to just encourage anyone who lives in the area, if you think that this is a good way to spend taxpayer money, if you think that the county should continue to pay for my dad's health insurance and my mom's health insurance like they were doing anyway, let them know. Give them a call. Please come to the meeting. It's June 21st. The meeting's at 8:30. We're on the agenda at 10 a.m. Let those county commissioners know and the county attorney know and anyone else you think, let them know what you think, whether you agree with us or not, but let them know if you're a taxpayer in that county in particular.
Now, one of the things that we want to mention here is when we're talking about health coverage, we're talking about continuous health coverage. Your dad's injuries, that is being taken care of, correct?
Correct, yes. And that is something that's gotten a little confusing. Work comp is completely covering everything that you would expect work comp to be covering. So, yes, his shooting-related injuries and rehabilitation are all being paid for by work comp. What we're really looking at here is their regular health insurance. So, for example, if he was already taking a prescription for blood pressure, well, now suddenly he's not going to have insurance to pay for that, and he'll have to pay the full amount. If my mom were to get the flu next week, suddenly she doesn't have health insurance to go to the doctor or to get medication, things like that. We're looking at their regular health insurance coverage, not the work comp that's specific to the shooting injuries.
And with insurance the way that it is today, I mean, also you guys are possibly at risk of having pre-existing conditions and whatnot, especially with the injuries, and no health insurance may cover you. I mean, that's a possibility too. I mean, has that crossed your guys' mind?
That is something we've talked about, and I'm definitely not an expert in how that works, but I was somewhat under the impression that with the new health insurance laws, people have to cover you even with pre-existing conditions, but I'm not really sure how that works. I don't know if there would be a higher premium or if they can charge a higher premium. I'm not really sure, but I know that the laws changed on that recently with the new health insurance, you know, but I'm not exactly sure how that works.
True. Another thing, too, when we were going back, and let's talk about COBRA for an example, to cover your mom and your dad, under the COBRA plan, it's like $1,500 a month, which is outrageous to begin with. But when you have two individuals, I mean, your dad, like you said, you know, he's getting a little bit for workers' comp, but that only pays like, what, 70, 80%? Of course, your mom's not working as well. That's just an outrageous
66%.
Price.
66%, I believe, two-thirds is my understanding of
wow.
What work comp covers of your salary, yes.
Yeah, but, you know, even if he's getting 66%, I mean, law enforcement officers don't make that amount of money. I mean, that would pretty much take most of the check that he would receive from workers' comp to go back and pay for health insurance.
They really don't make a lot of money in these small towns and small counties in Nebraska. I don't think any of them are doing it for the money. And then where my mom's been unable to work, too, I mean, she was bringing in at least half of the family income, so that's gone right off the top, and obviously work comp does not cover that, so...
It's just crazy. I mean, you would think, I mean, you know, and here's another thing, too. I saw some people mentioning this on Facebook, but they said, well, why don't you guys contact the union? The big thing is, you know, Lincoln and Omaha and some of the bigger cities, they have a police union. Well, out here in western Nebraska and in a lot of portions of Nebraska, there is really no union for law enforcement officers.
Correct. Correct. A lot of people have said, oh, the union should be all over this, but that's right. He's not a member of any union, and I don't think there is a union to be a member of in that area.
So right now, I know that you guys are really pressing for to get your mom and dad their health coverage that they really need, but... have you guys looked down the road to see, you know, if you guys could get a law passed in the state of Nebraska or anything like that that would stop this from occurring from other officers? I mean, obviously, I mean, officers are going to be hearing this interview and family members are going to be hearing this interview and they're going to be like, well, you know, if my husband or wife is shot in the line of duty and all of a sudden we lose our health coverage, I mean, what do we do? I mean, is that kind of on your guys' agenda, too?
It really is. Again, we've only really realized that this could happen in about the past 2 weeks, so we're in the very beginning stages of that, but that's something that we are definitely discussing and looking at. Once we sort of get our situation settled and under control, what can we do in the future to make sure this doesn't happen to other law enforcement officers and other first responders when they get injured like this on the job. That's definitely something that you're going to be hearing from us about in the future once we have a little more energy and time to put into the issue overall, if that makes sense. Right now, we're trying to fix ourselves, and then we can hopefully try to help other people with it in the future.
And speaking of your dad, I mean, obviously, he went back over to Colorado recently, had another surgery, had to deal with some more infection. Does he still have some open wounds? And just kind of talk to us about your dad's condition right now.
He does. He had another surgery. It was a planned surgery that unfortunately he got an infection in the hospital that was a very severe infection. He was in quarantine. It was a pretty big deal, but finally, you know, they got him on the right antibiotics for that, and he got to come home. But then when he went back for the checkup, it turned out that the site had also gotten infected. So that was separate. He was still on antibiotics from the previous infection. Now he had a localized infection there. And so he has a big hole in his abdomen, almost about the size of a golf ball. And he's being treated for that at the Ogallala Hospital. Dr. Banks is seeing him, and I believe they are treating it with a wound vac. A lot of people have actually asked, like, are you putting a wound vac on that? Yes, that's exactly what they've been doing, is using a wound vac because he has this big open hole there. So every day they are driving between, essentially from Chapel to Ogallala Hospital to have it looked at and cared for and back.
Wow. And that goes back to traveling back and forth between home and Ogallala every day. What if your folks get into a car accident? What do they do at that point when you don't have health insurance? I mean, that's another thing there. I mean, obviously your dad's going, I believe, to Julesburg as well and doing some physical therapy right now.
Yes, he is doing physical therapy. Definitely was a big setback to get sick and things again. But he's still working on it, but he's just a long way from being fully recovered. Even aside from the wound, I mean, if he has to walk a couple flights of stairs, he's completely worn out. You know, right. I mean, he has a long road ahead still. It's not in the same life-threatening manner that it was when he was first shot, but he's just not anywhere near being just a regular full-capacity person.
How's his mental? I mean, obviously, this is traumatized him to some degree. I mean, how is he mentally?
You know, I hesitate to speak to it too much, but my opinion on it, not being a professional on that, is that he has a ways to go in that area as well. He's getting help in that area, too, and I think he's got a good ways to go in that as well. And I have to tell you, this thing with the health insurance is not helping. It's got him stressed out, angry, things that if you're already fighting PTSD, you do not need to be dealing with something extra stressful again. And just feeling like the people that he stood up for are now completely letting him down. It's mentally, that's a tough thing to handle too.
Obviously, you guys are talking to attorneys. I believe Randy Fair is helping you guys out from Ogallala. And have you guys even looked at possibly taking this to Keith County or even into Sedgwick County, Colorado? I mean, obviously, that's where the warrants were issued from, those two locations. And, you know, Neil was in Big Springs, which is in Dual County. So have you guys even looked at that, too?
You know, that would probably be a better question for Randy. I hate to get into those types of the aspects of this too much. That's definitely not going to be my area of specialty, but you can feel free to ask Randy his thoughts on those things.
Very good. Sarah Andrews joining us to talk about a situation going on with her father, Deputy Mike Hutchinson from Dual County, who was shot back in December and is... number one, he fought for his life. He's back home. He's trying to recover. He's still dealing with infections. But now, him and his family losing health coverage due to the incident. Do appreciate it, Sarah.
No problem. Thank you for reaching out to me.